co-president of the state league?
State league,
okay,
yes.
Okay, Janet Hoy.
Janet Hoy, yes.
Okay, well, tell me how this came about.
Well, it's really been Alana's baby all along, but the State League of Women Voters, which consists of a board, but we represent the 18 leagues across the state, determined a while ago that nonpartisan redistricting was a number one and priority issue for us, and that until that happens, there really was not going to be much progress on any of the other issues that we're concerned with, and those are education and healthcare and the environment, et cetera. So this particular issue has had a really big focus for us organizationally across the state, and when Alana came up with the idea to do this gerrymander 5K, it just really took off, because I think it's the right combination of an issue that people have been hearing more and more about and are really interested in learning about and figuring out, so what is this gerrymandering thing and what does it really mean? And also to have it in a kind of a fun way that would bring a lot of visibility to it in a kind of positive way and a lot of education about what we, again, think is an incredibly serious issue and is really stealing our democracy from us.
And since you have a statewide focus,
yes,
can you speak a little bit to the uniqueness, if it is unique here in Western North Carolina, the situation like dividing Asheville?
Right. I think that is somewhat unique, but unfortunately that's happened to a lot of communities around the state. So this really is very much a statewide issue. And it is serious enough that we have been involved in litigation through the Southern Coalition for Social Justice in a number of the court cases. There's been very many of them in the last 10 years on redistricting, and we have been involved in a number of quite high-profile cases. So I think the issue here in Asheville is just representative of issues that have happened around the state. Again, this is a foundational issue. The League of Women Voters has been around for almost 100 years. We have our anniversary in 2020, and we started out getting the vote for women, and since then we have been working on voting and election related issues having to do with educating voters about the issues and what's important in many communities, and providing, you know, candidate forums and debates and voter information. We are part of Vote 411, which is an online system for people to get information about their candidates and where they vote and how to vote absentee, kind of all the voting related issues. So redistricting, which we've been working on for over 20 years across the country, has really been, again, a foundational issue that without representation, good representation across this state and across the country, there's no point in us really even voting, because the candidates are choosing their voters instead of us. The voter is choosing our candidates. And there's many districts in this state where there's only one candidate and it's not really a race anymore. So I find that just appalling, and I find that discouraging. And I also find it incredibly important that we fix this. So I am proud to be part of the League of Women Voters, who's involved in this issue, again, at the national level and at the state level. And here in Asheville, we're doing something really fun and upbeat to help people understand it more fully.
All right. Well, Ms. Hoy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.